Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome back. Tis the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From the world-famous Impact Power Sports Studio. Today is the day that I do this show with the knowledge that one of the amazing young students, hello Brandis, that I teach in the classroom could very well be seeing and listening to what is happening right now. I know this because I was tipped off. You know, whenever someone follows me, I get a heads up on my device saying, hey, so-and-so is following you. And I know that that person is one of the students. So this is very important for me not to be hindered in any way or try to change how I express myself, knowing that one of the young people that I am teaching could very well be consuming what happens right here, right now. I lectured for about an hour yesterday, and it's some really boring, boring material. But I had no sleepers. I have now made it through 10 weeks, I think, of classwork, 10 weeks, I think. And I haven't had one sleeper. And that's outstanding. Because this is the time of the day. This is a nighttime class when some of these young people are winding down. And it's on a Monday. They still might have the grogs from the weekend adventures that took place in, you know, their personal lives. But so I'm anxious to see when this person shows up. And I will happily introduce you all in the chat. I talked about the chat today in my show because the discussion was how important is the live element to this show. And I go, well, you know, honestly, when I have my show, when I do my show, the people that chat contribute mightily. It helps in the dialogue. It's my way of actually interacting with them in a real-time way. So it's very, very important. And I would think that it's not that important. In fact, I asked the class, I go, how important is it to you that when you consume material that it's live or on demand? And they said it does not matter. And I 100% agree. But from my standpoint, doing the content, it's extremely valuable to have people that are in the chat that can talk to you. Unless, of course, you have somebody like our most recent exile that we had. Then it gets a little bit off the beaten path and gets a little bit weird, which I'm so glad that we don't have to deal with that anymore because everybody here has so much common sense when it comes to the chat. And for our most recent exile, that never really resonated with that person. So unfortunately, we finally said, okay, that's enough. Enough. We cannot have this. Molly says, if I don't have stuff live, it feels weird not being able to comment. Precisely. And honestly, when I react to your comments and people who listen to it or watch it later on in the day, everything that I'm interacting with you on Well, not everything. Sometimes it doesn't go anywhere. But a lot of the times when I interact with you, it goes somewhere. It's worth it to engage you to discuss the things that we are discussing. It's up to me to figure out what can be talked about and what, or what should be talked about and what should not. Some of the things that are on there, I don't really pay attention to. You have to have the ability to continue speaking while you're glancing over what is being said and looking for standout comments that you could highlight. So, yeah, absolutely. Stand by. I got to drink this coffee. One more. I did point out that I prefer this show live because there is an element of danger to it. And I don't mean like real danger. I'm sharper knowing that whatever leaves my mouth, you will get. There is, when you take away the element of live and you're just recording, it still works. It's fine. But I like it. I like it better when we're doing it the way we are. All right. Molly says, hell, I even have a place where the person is streaming and I'll be in Discord on video with them. Oh, she's super active. Outstanding. Rebecca says, it is especially weird if I watch a replay of the show and I cannot write in the chat. So I'm excited for this person to make an appearance at some point. Currently not in the chat, and that's totally fine. But anyway, we did a lot of interesting things we talked about in the classroom. One of the things I noticed, and it was said to me in an afterthought when I was talking to the world-famous Dr. Avery, who teaches the class with me, she says, it's going to be very, very hot in the building where we teach. Not just the room, but the whole building. And I guess because the temperature, it's really weird. It's an old building on this college. When the temperature drops, the heat comes on, and there are two settings, off and on. Right now, it's on. I looked at the thermostat in the classroom. Like, the only thing that brings the temperature down in these with this old-ass heating and cooling system is the weather outside. And I guess once it's on, it's on. So no lie, in the classroom, it was 93 degrees. I got there early and I said, unacceptable. In no way is this conducive to learning. This is awful. So I opened up every window and then I was on the prowl. I was hunting for anything that could help cool the room. And I actually found a fan, a box fan. And I put the damn thing in the window and I was successful in cooling down the room. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? How is this even possible? You know how much these kids pay for these classes and their parents? What the hell is happening here? If it's 93 degrees in an educational setting and it's a late October night. I don't know how that even happens. But anyway, we made it through. Did my lecturing. And we're to the point in the class where they're getting set to start the video element. And there was a moment when I was describing to them the next, because they did the audio podcast projects and those are done. And now for the back half of the class, we're focusing on live streaming and speaking in front of a camera and you know, best habits, nothing too crazy, nothing too elaborate. Again, this is a general ed course. Most, if not all of these people will not be utilizing these skills in their further adventures, but it is a new skill that they have picked up because of the class. So I keep it pretty basic. And so I've utilized a couple pieces of software for them, and I'm going over that. And then a great question was asked that I hadn't even considered. Will we be able to edit our video podcast? And I said, yes, absolutely. Now, when I said yes, absolutely, it's at that point that I realize that I have no idea how. And you're like, how could that possibly be? Well, I do, but not in the sense that we need it for the class, without getting too far down the rabbit hole. And so it was asked, well, how will we edit it? And I've gone to this more than once in the class. And I'm totally honest. And I go, I don't know. And I get kind of a funny look and I go, but I will figure that out. In fact, I said, I didn't even think about that at all when we were planning this class, that we would have to edit a video podcast. So I have not gotten that far. However, by next week, I will have that taken care of. And I haven't let them down yet. But it was just such a bad feeling for myself. Oh, yeah, will we be able to edit? Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, how? I don't know. I just don't know. Now, the way I do it is like what Ben Glaze says, Adobe Premiere, which I do have, but there's a cost in that. And we are keeping the cost down so that nobody has to pay for anything. But, yeah, I was totally clueless at that point. Will I come up with something? Of course. I was also informed that because right now I am with this class, it is I'm near capacity. I probably have about 10 hours that I could give up for yet another job during the week. But right now I'm like, all right, I think I'm ready for the class to finish up. And I said, hey, so are we teaching this in the second semester? Nope. And I'm like, oh, thank God. It'll be like a vacation. Frankly, Ben Glaze says, let them use your login for Adobe Premiere, LOL, Clown of Carnage, Google search, open source programs similar to Adobe Premiere. Outstanding. I think there is editing capability on Streamlabs, which is what I'm using right now to make this podcast possible on the live stream. I've just never had to use it because I do use Adobe Premiere. It's expensive, but it's important and easy to use. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, come on, come and mow my lawn. There's a nice crisp $20 in it for you. I might. Bob says, Professor Pop Pop is going to enjoy that teacher schedule. And Ben Glay says, I think Adobe Express is free. Yeah, I'll get into it and figure out that. But last night, it was a bad feeling. How are we going to edit it? I don't know. I have no clue. Last night in the baseball playoffs, in the World Series, the Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays. Okay, so the game ended after 9 innings tied. So they played an additional 9 innings. It went to the 18th inning until they could determine a winner. Unbelievable. This dude, Freddie Freeman, who is always clutch. Last year in the World Series, he was huge. He did it again. Walk-off home run. All the Dodger fans are standing. This guy is always clutch. Sure enough.
Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch strikes me.
And the big celebration. Holy cow. As the Dodgers beat Toronto. Outstanding stuff there. I got nothing more to say about that. I just love those game winners, though. Those walk-off moments. My God. Intense. Folks, we have a Big Fraud Wednesday coming up tomorrow right here. Ben Glaze and myself. We'll do it. We have show number 75, kind of a milestone show for Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 75 will commence. After that, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Here we go. Sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane if you would like to get that content. It's free when you sign up for a week. Or I should say there is a 1 week free trial at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Try it out. You can watch it live as we do it. $10 a month. Audio, video, live streams, Zoom participation, first crack at new material. That's $10 a month. Tier one is $5 a month, just the audio. All the details you need are at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Looking forward to hanging out with you all. Alan is here. He says, I'll make sure that the fam can join this time on the Zoom. As you know, his lovely better half gave birth to the little one. I forget the little guy's name. Isn't it like Zeus Apollo or something? I forget. What is the kid's name? Hank. Is it Henry? It's Henry. Because Red Bull Brain Chris says Henry or Hank is a week old now. He's ready for a Big Fraud Wednesday. Ben Glaze has a tease for what he'll be offering up that he reviewed for Who Are These Free Beers. And I guess there was a Hot Wings hot take on long pants or pants, right? I mean, pants are pants. He did a take on pants? Okay. I get secondhand embarrassment when I hear those hot takes. They're getting more and more shitty. It's hard to explain, but they've always been shitty. In fact, if you want to hear anything shitty, listen to Hot Wings speak. As much as he's a nice guy and a friendly soul, he is absolutely the most useless broadcaster I have ever heard in my entire life. By the way, two people pointed out to me there was a moment last week where there was some confusion that happened late in the Friday show over the pronunciation of the name Sal, as in short for Salvatore. And Hot Wings was saying the guy Sal, he was promoting some radio guy's show on another sister station. And he would call him Sal, and then Sale. So he was saying the guy's name two different ways. And there was some discussion about it. And it was pretty ridiculous. In fact, I found it quite funny. I actually enjoyed the segment, but I started thinking, there's no way this is real. How can he not hear that? It's either he's just acting like he's saying the same word, or he actually can't hear what he's saying. And I want to believe that it wasn't an act, but it was so ridiculous. And I actually enjoyed it. It was a very, very rare, random moment that took place that, without a doubt, it is the funniest thing I have heard on that show since we've been doing Who Are These Freebeards. I will never, ever shy away from saying, hey, that was fun. That was good. That was a great moment. And this was that. I don't know if I believe it, though. I might have to just suspend belief on it. Bob says, quite a... actually, Alan says, I bet Crispy R. Kelly and Usually Greg sure had an opinion about it. Ben says, Hot Wings is a nice one and can actually be funny. Alan says, agreed, Ben. Scott P. says, the Steve echo is sickening. Quite a few giggles and noises from Kelly. Tyler said, it was like Barry, Barry, Barry all over again. And that's why Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, that's why it kind of makes me think it was a bit. I had a similar thought process. I'm not saying it was. I mean, what the fuck do I know? How would I know? It seemed pretty like they were really in the moment. So that's what makes me think that it was actually real. But you never know. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to give that its due because I'm not going to focus on it, on Who Are These Freebeards, because we want to focus on the awful things that they do on a regular basis on that show, which leads me to this. MAGA Pat, who has pointed this out, and he sends in suggestions from the previous week, and he's done it again. He sent it along yesterday. And again, if he sent just one thing and I focused on it, it would be enough for an entire show. But he usually sends 3, 4, 5 things. And it's reading what he writes about the show is in itself a bit and enjoyable. Pat writes, Tuesday, October 21, 46 minutes, 21 seconds. Steve's boring update about daughter Evelyn. He pushed pause on his Nikki updates. That's the son. Steve tries to awkwardly break the ice with the neighbors that have a new baby, complete with "aws" and "oh my God." And as Pat writes, Steve's creepy Evelyn impression. Wednesday, 10:22, 44 minutes, 17 seconds. All caps, major insurance rant. 12 plus minutes long. Just when you think it's over, the crew calls back their hatred for insurance. Complete with self-promotion for a holiday break-ins. He adds, it's clear that Steve is so unintelligent that he does not understand how insurance works. And that's where I went this week. I have several clips about the insurance rant that I would like to get to that I'm going to save for right now. I might play one or two tomorrow, but I am going through the insurance rant, and it is loaded with some outstanding moments that we can park on. Again, this stems from, if I remember correctly, this all started to manifest right about the time insurance guy got shot dead in New York by Luigi. And every single one of the members of that show similarly would say, oh my God, boy, we don't condone murder, but let me tell you why this is okay. And then proceeded to rip into like insurance. It was just, I guess they've all had bad experiences with insurance. I don't know. I'm not sure what this is all about. I have, you know, I've never had an issue with insurance. I, you know, you have something go wrong, you go to the hospital, you get checked out. A month later, you get a bill, you pay it, and, you know, 90% of that is paid for. Doesn't seem like a big deal. Bread Bowl Brain Chris was just telling us about his brain surgery. It's was north of $100,000. He paid a small percentage of it. That's pretty much how it's worked forever, right? But anyway, they've got some, it's stuck in their craw. And they are all in like lockstep. So they have a massive insurance rant back when that all first started. Now, every time they talk about insurance, they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe that guy shot that guy in the head. It's so bad. But, oh, boy, but the insurance, I can see why he'd do that, though. You know, because of copays. These really weirdo rants, and not a one of them has any wisdom or intelligence behind it. When they talk about their problems with insurance, you get a real sense that these are not wise people. They're not worldly, limited, brain power, not that bright, all of them. And they have this bizarre mob mentality that goes with it, and it's painful, but joyful at the same time, because we are going to feature it on a Wednesday edition of Who Are These Free Bears, and let their own words speak for them, which again features our beloved Kelly Cheese just going hard in the paint. And when she starts really getting after it and it's steeped in emotion, oh my God. She really doesn't let common sense get in the way of her rants, and we will benefit from that. Bob said, Steve's stupid questions today brought about a government shutdown discussion. Oh, boy. Let me guess. At one point, Freebeer said, yeah, and both sides do it, and we're just frustrated with both sides, and all government sucks. You know, one of those ones where he doesn't really take a stand in any way, but he still is kind of like, yeah, but I'm talking about it. I'm giving you the real facts. And oh man, I'm so frustrated with both sides. They're both screwing us. He never says anything. He's a huge piece of shit. He doesn't have any ability to have a discussion about anything. Greg is one of the worst to be near a microphone when it comes to any intelligent conversation. He has no ability to actually look at things from a logical standpoint. Inferior brain power. Awful. Awful at what he does. Man Bun Chris is here. He has a different listening pattern. So he's joining us 29 minutes in, and he writes, hey, everybody, happy Tuesday. I just listened to the first portion of the show from yesterday and wanted to say that I'm glad O'Neal's going to be okay. I've been thinking about Yeezy. Glad it's not as bad. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. As it could have been, 100%. That was bizarre because the cancer doc says, okay, I am, with my expertise, I am confirming that O'Neill has multiple myeloma. And my response was, yeah? Oh, yes! And she's like, well, huh? And what she didn't know is that I was told he's got lymphoma, which is, you know, that's a bad deal. It's tough, you know, what it does to the animal and treating it is tough on the animal. And, you know, you're looking at what could be a very, very short lifespan going forward. So multiple myeloma, though the dog still has cancer, has a lot of, a better prognosis. It's not nearly as fast acting of a cancer and does respond well to the treatment. And you could have many, many years with your pet that has multiple myeloma. So, of course, he will be under the best of care. And, I'm ready to drop some money, okay? I am ready to drop the coin on these pets. I don't spend money on anything other than stupid RVs. And now that that's behind us, kind of, I mean, I'm still paying on it. Actually, it's not. I'm not behind it at all. It's not behind me at all. It's right in my face. But nevertheless, Francis says, "Sweet little thing. So glad it's the easier one to treat." And as usual, he is right by my feet right now. Tyler suggests we haven't even listened to Greg's stupid government shutdown discussion, but he predicts. He probably made a point like, oh, I don't understand why we can't all just work together. Because when we do, boy, it's a magical thing. Kind of like how we do when we do the holiday break-ins. Which we're doing that again this year. You know, all that bullshit. God damn it. Man Bun Chris adds, yeah, when we work together, fake crying. No, that's 100% true. I need to go and listen to the cool government shutdown discussion. And honestly, the only thing that there is to discuss about that is, oh, fuck. Holy shit. All right. Hopefully it ends soon. Meanwhile, a bunch of poor people are going to run out of cash for, food on November 1. God damn, what a pain in the ass. All right. I mean, what the fuck else are you supposed to say? That is prime free beer soapbox material, but don't take a stand on anything. Hey, everybody, I'm getting on my soapbox to say absolutely nothing and take a stand on absolutely zero. And he's going to get like impassioned and maybe say, God damn, to illustrate that he's wound up. But in fact, doesn't say shit. Yeah, if your SNAP benefits run out, okay, I would suggest at this point, since you have till November 1st to get your SNAP benefits accounted for in your own way, if you are able to throw 10 or 20 hours at a work week, I suggest you do so immediately until your SNAP benefits can kick in. Who knows? You might like the next job and work your way up the food chain. I don't know. Anything can happen when you move your feet a little bit. Now that's a soapbox. Hey, your SNAP benefits are running out. Well, get off your fucking fat ass and go work, asshole. Now that's a rant.
Let me just say, yeah, both sides can't get their acts together to give people free food, and they're both doing it. So I'm taking this hard stance on both sides. I'm putting my foot down on everyone. Quit being dummies and get your act together and work together. What the fuck does that even mean?
Shut the fuck up. Fucking loser. All right. Now I'm wound up. What a piece of shit.
I don't understand why we can't all just work together, because when we do, it's a magical thing. Like when we give away Christmas presents to random people.
All right. By the way, great opportunity to talk about the great food giveaway. We'll be passing the hat and giving away free food. Boy, that's turned into something, man. That thing, man. My God, all these folks that show up for that, they know we're going to be there. We used to have a hard time giving the food away. Now they're lined up. There's the occasional guy who's driving an Escalade, and when you open up the window to ask him if he wants any tampons, then you can smell copious amounts of weed. Runner girl Amy says, "Do we have a date set in December?" Yes, ma'am. That is a Monday, December 22, for the great food giveaway. That is the last day of broadcast prior to Christmas. Monday, December 22nd. All right. Anyway, back to what Pat wrote in his notes about our pals, Free Beer and Hot Wings. Wednesday, October 22nd, quote unquote, deep dive on the Louvre heist. Now, I cannot get behind this crack by Pat, but not surprisingly, from this woke show. No mention that security was DEI hire. Okay, I don't know anything about that. I have not heard in the Louvre heist if the people that were supposed to be protecting the crown jewels of France were in fact DEI hires. Have not heard that one. Now, maybe that's true. I don't know. Pat is suggesting that a fat black lady was behind the security desk eating a chocolate bar while the bad guys cut their way through the windows and stole the crown jewels. I don't think that's correct. I don't know what it is, but every time I see somebody throw out DEI hire, it's like they're saying black people. It's like the new, it's a racist, it's a less offensive way to say racist shit. It's code. It's a dog whistle, Pat. When people say DEI hire, that's another way for you to use the N-word, for God's sake. You got to cut that shit out. Why do you do that? It's either racist or sexist. It's, oh, yes, shit went wrong. Well, obviously a black guy was working there. You gotta wipe that out from your language. So I like that you send me material, but that is absolute bullshit. And now look at this. I'm getting, because of that racist shit, I'm getting audience members saying, Easy, I don't know why you haven't kicked him out. I recommend you stop doing that. I can't read this shit if you're making those suggestions. You know, there's a lot of audience members that, I mean, as well as they should, everybody should be offended by that. It's not okay to do that, Pat. I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry. You should not use that type of language, in my opinion. He writes, to supplement the endless hot wings mm-hmms that demonstrate how boring the show is, the entire crew has now adopted this crutch and has also expanded to include yes and okays. The following crutches are all from Tuesday, 10/21. Note, the yes beat out the mm-hmms, which is truly hard to believe. And if you take a look at it, you can see what he's talking about. These are all yes. These are all mm-hms. 40 yes, 31 mm-hms, and 20 okays. He paid attention to that and listened to every minute of that show and wrote them all down. My God. Bob says DEI isn't just black people. It's unqualified women, too. And then Alan laughs at it. Yeah, I know, and I did say that. But first of all, we have no idea what happened at the Louvre heist. And it's just an asshole comment. In my opinion. I mean, for the love of God, you got to understand, like Becca Shea here, she's one of the sweetest people on the planet. Her husband's black. How does that make me look when I'm not telling you to go fuck yourself every time I see your name? You got to eliminate that. All right. It's extremely offensive. Run a girl. Amy said that made me LOL too, Bob. But I know you're joking. All right. I think we can say, I'm going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, and you're allowed to walk free. Just try not to do that anymore. All right? You got to eliminate that. We don't want that. Man Bun Chris is here. He says, oh, Ben Glaze is coming to the Great Food Giveaway. Any chance we can get some suicide jokes to lighten the mood? Exactly. Ben Glaze wants to be there. He says he might need to request some time off. I think typically it starts 2 or 3. Megan is the authority on that. And I don't know if she's here right now. I see Joe Martinez is here. I see Stevie is here. Hello to you guys. Rich Kuipers. Miss Molly, as we mentioned earlier. Rob T is here. That's Rob T, who I read your email on the Patreon yesterday. Correct me if I'm wrong. You sent me a nice email. I appreciate that. I think Megan is traveling this week. Bob says, I thought the chat was supposed to be extra spicy today for the students listening. Well, I don't know that that was set in stone. Are you suggesting that you all worked together to make the chat, quote unquote, spicy? All right, if you say so. Anyway. So that goes on tomorrow. Another rip-roaring edition of Who Are These Free Beers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
The man accused
there was a guy not long ago. I forgot. It was, I think, during the summer, who went on a stabbing spree at the local Walmart in the area of Michigan known as Traverse City, Michigan. And this was in late July. So the guy was walking through the store. He pulls out a blade and he starts stabbing people. He got apprehended outside in the parking lot. Some good Samaritan pulled out a piece, pointed it at him and said, drop it or you're dead. One of the
man accused
local
of
newscasters, Ken Coker, who's a legend and a pal of mine, spoke with this guy from prison, and I guess he is batshit crazy.
Stabbing 11 people at the Walmart in Traverse City, says he had his reasons for it, reasons that only he can understand. Tonight, we're hearing for the first time from Brad.
Is that kind of like Harley Davidson? If I have to explain, you wouldn't understand. That is a slogan, right? Harley, if I have to explain, you wouldn't understand. Yeah, because if you had to explain, you would say, yeah, I've got a small dick. And so I dress up in these dumb costumes on this really loud bike. And I make noise so that people will look at me. And if anybody explained that to me, I would be like, you're right. I don't understand because that's stupid.
For the first time from Bradford Gilley, who faces a charge of terrorism and 11 counts of attempted murder for that rampage that made national headlines.
I can't believe not one person in there shot that guy.
To Target 8 investigator Ken Coker.
Brian Bradford Gilley spoke by phone from the Center for Forensic Psychiatry near Ann Arbor.
By the way, this piece is called Tormented Minds, Broken System. That's been like the family of this psycho has said, yeah, it'd have been fine if the system wasn't broken. I don't know if that's true.
Doctors are trying to return him to competency so he can stand trial.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's low, turn it up. But that's the best I can do in the sound. I don't know why it's so low.
42-year-old is accused of stabbing and slashing 11 people during a rampage through the Walmart in Traverse City on July 26th. All have since recovered. In the interview, he spoke of how his mind was altered as a teenager nearly 30 years ago.
What first got me into the mental health system was when I was 14 years old. One of my friends smoked some weed with me that they laced and didn't tell me about it.
Within days, he says, he was in a mental hospital. Psychiatrists have diagnosed Gilley with schizoaffective disorder, psychotic disorder, bipolar disorder, and severe depression. Probate court records track his history of involuntary commitments to psychiatric hospitals and treatments that included injectable medications over the years. He recalled the time he assaulted his own mother. Police reports show he kicked her repeatedly, sending her to the hospital.
Well, that's not so bad. Who hasn't done that?
Thanks, my mother. My earthly mother, whoever, because she is neutering and spaying the animals at her house.
Okay, so he just said, I attacked my mom because she was neutering and spaying the animals in our house. I'm not going to lie to you. If I'm at my house and my mom is trying to cut the balls off the dog, I am probably going to kick mom so that she stops trying to cut the balls off the dog.
He spoke about his years of abusing drugs.
I didn't want to be locked up in jail even for a night because I like smoking marijuana so much, and I wanted to go home and do that.
He's, you know, I could understand that. What do you want to do? Do you want to be in jail or home smoking pot? You know, 10 out of 10 times, I would rather be home smoking pot than in jail.
Said that just before the stabbings, he took a bus to Traverse City from Petoskey, where he had been sleeping on sidewalks and in parks. Do you even know what happened there?
Yeah, I do.
He said he believed his victims were trying to kill what he called his earthly children.
Okay, there he is with the backpack running around stabbing.
That, he said, is what the voice told him.
I didn't really mean to hurt anyone innocent, you know.
What do you say to the people that you stabbed?
Look at that. He just stabbed that chick right in the back. Oh, that was bizarre. Here she's like, oh, what a day shopping.
To the people that you stabbed, what do you mean?
That there is something happening amongst the community, obviously or apparently, with taking my heavenly children and killing them. But I don't know, and if you are the ones that were doing it, but I... I used what I thought was my better judgment, even though I might have gone against it on accident. And I really, you know, I'm sorry that I ended up doing that to you or all of them.
Too long, didn't read. Come on.
A judge has found him incompetent to stand trial, sending him to the forensic center in hopes of returning him to competency. There's no date set for a hearing or for a trial on the attempted murder and terrorism charges. They charged you with terrorism, and your mom says you're not a terrorist. Are you a terrorist?
No, absolutely not. No.
I don't know how anybody could possibly say that, because probably because of the way the crime occurred, attempt at a mass murder, that definitely fits the description of terrorism. Maybe it isn't, maybe it's not inspired by the typical things you see in terroristic attacks, like attacks on the government or a jihad or some shit. So I don't know. I don't give a shit what you define it as. All I'm concerned with is that this guy is either locked up or winds up dead. These are the only things that I am concerned with. I don't care about who dropped the ball. I don't care about what mom says. I just don't want to be walking through the fucking Walmart trying to get a new pair of fucking readers and some cocksucker jams a knife up my ass. That's all I'm concerned with.
Tomorrow night at 7 in our one-hour special report, Tormented Minds, Broken System, Target 8 takes an in-depth look at the tragic cases of two men with long histories of mental illness, including Bradford Gilley, and how the mental health system failed them. I'm Target 8 investigator Ken Kolker.
Yeah, I don't, I've it's very bizarre to me. I honestly, when I hear about these types of things, I mean, that's terrible. But, you know, I can't really blame any one system because some guy lost his fucking mind because he got into drugs. It happens. There's 350 some million people in the United States. Someone's going to smoke a joint laced in something. Alan says, blame the system, not the fucking lunatic. Yeah, blame the lunatic. There are crazy people that exist. Well, why do you have to make this more complex than it is? Crazy fucker. You lock him up for the rest of his life. And if he can't stand trial, just keep him locked up. It doesn't matter. Chain that fucker to a radiator, and that's the end of it. Badger says, it sounds like he's not a good stabber. 0-for-11. Talking about when he was talking about his kids being taken, Tyler says if that actually happened, he may have been hallucinating it. Red Bull Brain Chris says that mom probably wasn't actually neutering the dog. Well, we don't know that. I think that's a question that they need to ask mom. You know, because she has been outspoken saying, oh, this is not my son's fault. He didn't mean it. He's a good guy. He's awesome. Citizen of the year. It's the system's fault. And I hate that. I hate when people say it's the system's fault. It's like, no, it's not. Crazy people exist and do crazy shit. That's why they're called crazy. Badger says it's always someone else's fault. Yoda World says diagnosed with being an asshole. And says, quote, Your Honor, it was a Walmart. Man Bun Chris says, LOL, I remember this story. You beat up the people for being barefoot in the parking lot. That's when he says, yeah, well, it's Walmart. Kuypers used to bowl with Ken Kuypers on Sundays, or with Ken Coker on Sundays. Man Bun Chris says, it reminds me of Huge reading your post about the carnival rescue. All right. So that's all that's going on with that. I just hope that guy does not see the light of day. We can't have somebody like him walking around, for God's sake. Folks, if you're watching this show on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Kick, thank you. But I want you to get the rest of the show by following me on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That's where the rest of this show is going to happen today. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Don't forget about the Patreon, my second platform. Tomorrow we do a Big Fraud Wednesday, but I put new material up every single day on the Patreon. Tomorrow on a Big Fraud Wednesday, we'll have the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast plus Who Are These Free Beers, which features me breaking down the latest cool, tough-talking rant on the insurance industry. These cats do not like insurance. They're taking a bold, hard stand against it. So I cannot wait to play you with these nuggets of wisdom from our heroes. That's at patreon.com/Eric Zane, and you can sign up for free for 7 days. Do that. If you ever want to say hello, reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Thank you so much. Instagram, Kick, YouTube, and Facebook. Join me on Twitch for the rest of today's show. All right. Thanks, as always, to the sponsors that help make this possible. Today, we start with our friends at Kuyper Tree Care. They are in West Michigan. If you have a unwanted tree that you want down, call or text Kuyper Tree Care. That's 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. They can get rid of the unwanted trees. They can grind down the stumps. They can trim the trees, clean up any storm damage, or do tree risk assessment with any one of their 3 certified arborists, and to determine if you should even keep the tree. So that's all with Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. Thank you to Pinball Land. I don't yet have a head count on our November 8th pinball playoff. We are doing a pinball tournament, and you can respond via the chat. You can respond via email. You can send me a text with you and whoever else is accompanying you. You can respond to the Facebook post. I have it pinned at the top of facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. Now, according to that, 5 are going and 27 are interested in going. Let me just tell you, if we get those 27 to come, we're going to have an awesome tournament to go with the 5 that are planning on attending and any more that I hear from the chat, email, or text. So there you go. If you want to attend, let me know. It is November 8th over at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. Amy is here. She says, I RSVP, but I don't want to play in the tournament. I just want to attend and play other games and watch. Outstanding. Are you bringing Mr. Amy? All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.